Bassist Buell Neidlinger, tenor saxophonist Marty Crystal, and drummer Billy Osborne work together in the jazz group Thelonious, which plays the compositions of Thelonious Monk. Violinist Brenton Banks is a veteran of the Nashville studio scene. Mandolinist John Koenig works in Hollywood studios. Together, the five make up Buell Neidlinger's String Jazz, whose album Locomotive is on the Soul Note label. It's a set of 7 Monk tunes and 4 compositions from Duke Ellington's book. These days, lots of musicians play Monk and Ellington, but this group's approach is a little different. Picture the collision of a bluegrass combo, a jazz rhythm section, and a drunken dance band sax player, and you'll start to get the idea. Here's their version of Ellington's 1930 classic Rockin' in Rhythm, which Duke wrote with baritone saxophonist Harry Carney. One of the many nice things about Buell Neidlinger's new album is that the band plays obscure Monk and Ellington tunes, along with a couple of better-known numbers. That tendency toward avoiding the obvious runs through the whole project. Like Duke Ellington, Neidlinger coaxes unique orchestral textures from his group. Throwing a swaggery saxophone into the middle of a string band was a stroke of genius. Listen to this excerpt from Monk's tune, Break's Sake. Neidlinger says that he thinks of Monk and Ellington as being the same person, compositionally speaking, and this group blends the two composers' strategies. Neidlinger inserts Ellingtonian instrumental effects into Monk's tunes, while mandolin man John Koenig solos with Monkish economy on Jumpin' Punkins by Duke's son Mercer Ellington. Buell Neidlinger's string jazz breaks down walls between Monk and Ellington, between jazz and bluegrass, and between serious art and raucous fun, which are three reasons why Locomotive is one of the most satisfying albums I've heard in months.